Welcome back. So today we're going to have the last tasting of my first batch of 2023. I didn't make that many batches in 2023. I didn't start until the end. This is 2024. I'm hoping to make a lot more batches. I think I've got four done as of now. So again, this is the last tasting. If you're into homebrew, new to homebrew, hit that subscribe button and ring that bell. New videos out every day. So this is Golden Promise Malt with Citra. And if you have been following me, these didn't attenuate all the way. I don't know why. The new ones in 2024 using the same yeast did. So I don't know what was wrong with it. I'm not going to go over the whole grain bill. That will be linked in the description and down below. Small batch, 1.25 gallons going into the carboy. This ended up at 3.49% ABV. So let's go ahead and get it open. Now, I did keep these a little bit longer. The goal, because they're in 12-ounce bottles, was do it 4 months in a row, 2 weeks after bottled, then a month after that. But some of them were like over-carbed. Bigger carbonation tablets, just one. So I didn't necessarily skip, but I did hold back instead of doing them right in a row. So let's open this, see how the carbonation is. Good hiss, good smoke. Looks like this one's going to be okay. I'm going to hold back the bottom just to see the color on it. Obviously, if I was just drinking it, I would pour the whole thing in there. But we do have some settlement in there. I bottle directly out of the fermenter. So hop, trub, all that stuff's going to go in there. No head. Should it? Probably. Color, golden yellow in color, a little haze. You guys can read the old mill from the other side, kind of see my face, but I guess that's okay. I haven't brewed a lot with Golden Promise, and doing these first batches, I was like, why isn't this used in New England IPAs? Because of the haziness. But now that we're what? How old are we on this? So brew date was August 7th, and this is April, the beginning of April 2024. So it's a little bit old, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, looks fine. Let's go ahead and smell. Oh, like a little malty sweet citrus. Maybe I'm getting more citrus now. Kind of like in between an orange and a grapefruit. Like almost in the middle. It's Citra. That's probably what you're going to get out of there. I am getting a touch of that honey water. Like it is a little bit old, but not as much as I thought I would. Maybe because it didn't attenuate. There's more sweetness in there. But then if you think about it, more sweetness, that honey water that you get when you have an older beer. But maybe the hops. I didn't write down. I don't think I did. No, I didn't write down what Beersmith wanted this to be. I'm guessing either 5% or 5.2, then IBUs, if we add them up, maybe 60, something like that. But let's go ahead and taste. Citrus rind, a little sweetness, a good maltiness, almost like a double IPA getting into that light sweeter malt in there, but a good, I could kind of say like a West Coast IPA, that citrusy bitterness, you're really getting it in here. Wow, surprising. It does seem like something's wrong with it. And I can't point it out. Maybe that maltiness, because I know it's only 3.49. Maybe it's the maltiness, and I'm like, that's a little too high. I'm I'm getting a little like sweet toasted malt, and I think that's what I've been getting from this Golden Promise. I think there's too much sweetness in there. But on the other hand, I want to say it's aged well. It's just kind of flat. Like, maybe it needs carbonation, a little bit more carbonation in there. Almost, I want to say, if you combined orange and grapefruit pieces and put a lot of sugar on top to really mask it, but you're still getting a little bit of that, then add some rind in there, some zest on top. That's kind of what this is, with some malty sweetness. I wouldn't go as far as saying that honey malt sweetness that I've gotten in like a year or 2 year old beers. But yeah, it is what it is. It's actually good. I think it's a lot better than it should be. But hey, it is what it is. Would I make this again? Yes, I want to, because it didn't turn out. I think Golden Promise is going to be a malt that I'll use. I know Founders makes, what is it, Mosaic Promise or something like that. And that's like a smash beer, single malt, single hop. So I think I'll play around with it more, and we'll see what I come up with. So
thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.